USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The man leading the effort to find a coronavirus vaccine says he's hopeful the coronavirus vaccination process will begin quickly once it's approved.
Our plan is to be able to ship vaccines to the immunization sites within 24 hours from the approval. So I would expect maybe on day two after approval, on the 11th or on the 12th of December.
Dr. Manslef Slawi speaking there on CNN. The National Turkey Federation is presenting two turkeys to be pardoned by President Trump for Thanksgiving. As coronavirus cases surge across the United States, Pennsylvania is suspending alcohol sales for one night beginning at 5 p.m. the night before Thanksgiving. Bars and restaurants will have to stop serving alcohol starting at 5 o'clock Wednesday and cannot resume sales until 8 a.m. on Thanksgiving. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A Texas town needs military support to handle COVID-19 deaths.
The Texas National Guard has been mobilized to El Paso County, Texas, to help with a morgue crisis as the state battles a surge in coronavirus cases and deaths. A team of 36 National Guard troops were called to provide mortuary affairs support. The Guard will replace inmates who had relieved overworked El Paso City personnel. The goal is to create movement of the dead to prevent a backup returning those that have passed to their families. El Paso is on the border of Mexico and has become one of Texas's COVID-19 hotspots. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Chairman of the National Turkey Federation, Ron Cardell, says people can go on social media to vote which one will be the national Thanksgiving turkey.
The names of the turkeys are Corn and Cobb. Iowa, it fits, right?
President Trump will be pardoning one of the two tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A grandmother from Arizona who went viral after accidentally inviting the wrong teenager to Thanksgiving celebrated a holiday with him for the fifth year in a row this week. Wanda Dench and Jamal Hinton gathered for a Thanksgiving dinner in Mesa, Arizona with Hinton's girlfriend and Dench's daughter and grandson. Missing from the table was Dench's husband, who died earlier this year from COVID-19 complications. The group held the Thanksgiving celebration on Friday so they could all get tested for COVID-19 before making the holiday on Thursday with their respective families. In November of 2016, Dench accidentally sent a text to Hinton inviting him over for Thanksgiving instead of her own grandson. Hinton asked who she was, to which she responded, "Your grandma." She sent a picture of herself, and Hinton told the woman, "You're not my grandma. Can I still have a plate, though?" The woman replied, "Of course you can." From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg. Mayor Bill de Blasio is releasing his financial numbers from November for the city of New York. He says there needs to be another round of federal stimulus money, explaining that New York City faces a $4 billion budget gap.
We do not want to lay people off. If we don't have any other choice, that's what we have to do, obviously. So unfortunately, it's impossible to take layoffs off the table.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.